The campaign finance reform law passed earlier this year is being challenged this fall in federal court. The big question seems to be whether campaign donations actually influence the candidates who benefit from them. NPR's Peter Overby reports that one thing is clear: withholding contributions can really get lawmakers' attention.
Talk about a breach of Capitol Hill etiquette.
They've made a commitment to come to an event and they canceled.
Congressman Jim Ryan, a Kansas Republican, says that's what lobbyists from the financial industry did when he threw a fundraiser this fall.
They just tell you that as a result of my position, they're withdrawing their support.
Ryan won't name the lobbyists. They used to be his allies in the drive to rewrite federal bankruptcy law. The bankruptcy revision would make it harder for ordinary citizens to go bankrupt and write off credit card debts. This bill has had bipartisan support for years, and right now it's on the brink of final approval. But Ryan and about three dozen other House Republicans now oppose the bill, all because of one last-minute provision aimed at keeping anti-abortion protesters from declaring bankruptcy to avoid court fines. The opposition of these social conservatives makes House leaders afraid to bring up the bill for a vote. Still, Indiana Republican Mike Pence can't understand why the industry lobbyists are taking it out on them.
It felt like Washington beanball.
Pence sits on the Judiciary Committee, where the bankruptcy bill originated. He follows the congressional custom of raising money from groups that have to deal with his committee.
An event that we had organized for the purpose of reaching out to folks interested in issues affecting the Judiciary Committee was on track to raise in the area of $10,000, and most of that evaporated.
I don't think canceling out of fundraisers is the issue.
Tracy Mullen is president of the National Retail Federation, one of the trade groups that's been pushing bankruptcy reform for 6 years. She poo-poos the talk of money being held back, talk that first came out in the newspaper The Hill. And she insists the provision on anti-abortion protesters isn't any worse than current law.
We don't understand why we can't get this bill on the floor for a vote. We don't understand it. We've done everything we know to do over these many years to try to get this bill moving.
Everything includes campaign contributions spread all over Congress. According to the nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics, groups belonging to a bankruptcy lobbying coalition put up $5 million for the 2000 campaign and almost $4 million so far for this cycle. For the record, central players in the coalition say they aren't stiffing any House Republicans. A spokeswoman for the American Bankers Association says they don't know anything about it. Mullen says, well, maybe lobbyists are avoiding fundraising events, but only because they're too busy.
They want to focus 100% of their time on getting the bill through. And then, at the end of the day, we'll decide whether it's appropriate for us to contribute to members of Congress. But, you know, our focus is on getting the bill enacted. It really has nothing to do with fundraising.
It's not retaliation.
It's absolutely not retaliation.
Campaign finance, of course, is a carrot and stick business. What's different here is that lawmakers who had expected a carrot aren't keeping quiet about winding up with a hard whack instead. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.